11-1 An issue receive much attention in the media and schools is bullying. This is seen as repeated, unprovoked abuse by one or more children that causes physical or psychological pain to another child. Bullying is harmful and can affect the classroom climate in a negative way. Drama can be used with children to build social perspective, emotional empathy, and compassion for others. In drama, the characters can work through a number of difficulties, including bullying. Tabone, 2003. Uses the children's book Rotten Ralph, a story about a rotten cat, for a class drama. The story is read to the children, and they discuss how Sarah feels about what her cat, Ralph, is doing. Some of his actions are breaking one of Sarah's dolls, making fun of her, sawing off a limb that holds her swing, and other terrible things. The children can dramatize some things they may do, while the teacher offers other options. This drama experience could be extended to drawing about the happenings of bullying. 11-2 Many middle managers and first-line employees must feel like the laborers who built the pharaoh's tombs. Every pharaoh hoped to build for himself a tomb of such intricate and deceitful design that no marauder would ever be able to enter it and steal the pharaoh's wealth. Think of the laborers as middle managers in the midst of corporate restructuring. All the workers knew that when the tomb was finished they would be put to death. This was how the pharaoh destroyed any memory of how to find the wealth. Imagine what would happen when the pharaoh showed up on a worksite and inquired of a supervisor. How's it going? Are you about done yet? Not yet, boss. It'll be a few more years, I'm afraid. No wonder tombs were seldom finished within the pharaoh's lifetime. And no wonder so few first-level and mid-level employees bring their full emotional and intellectual energies to the task of restructuring. Marauder 11-3 Responsibility is an attribute that great achievers have in common. No matter what their background or life history, true leaders seem to share the belief that they are the source, the creator. In other words, they are responsible for the outcome of their actions. On some level, they generated the outcome, if not by their physical actions, then by their mental actions. They seem to believe that they create whatever happens in their life. Someone cut them off on the road, they contributed to that outcome in some way. Maybe they were driving in the other car's blind spot, or they weren't paying close enough attention, or they didn't anticipate the lane change of a car. That is how leaders are. They take full responsibility. 11-4 We all surround ourselves with a personal bubble that we go to great lengths to protect. We open the bubble to our friends, children, parents, and so on, but we're careful to keep most people out of this space. When we stand in line, we make certain there is enough space so that we don't touch the person in front of us and aren't touched by the person behind us. At times, we extend our personal space. In the library, for example, you may place your coat on the chair next to you, claiming that space for yourself even though you aren't using it. If you want to really widen your space, you might even spread books in front of the other chairs, keeping the whole table to yourself by giving the impression that others have just stepped away.